The war in Iraq is generating accusations of unethical behavior. U.S.-led forces are outraged at Iraqis using a hospital as a base for attack. Iraqis angrily charge them with targeting civilians, while journalist organizations say the U.S. bombing of Iraqi television may violate the Geneva Conventions. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to James Turner Johnson, editor of the Journal of Military Ethics, about the theory behind the rules of war.
Certain rules are sacred, says James Johnson, like the one against waving a white flag as part of an ambush. Others open to interpretation. Subterfuge is as old as the Trojan horse, but, says James Johnson, hiding mortars in farm vehicles, for instance, would cross a line.
The problem with it is that it undermines noncombatant immunity. The very oldest statements about noncombatant immunity in Western tradition go back into the Middle Ages. And they are pretty much almost word for word what's contained in the Geneva Conventions. There are certain classes of people who are normally to be considered noncombatants, and in the case of the farmers, farmers on the land are to be considered noncombatants, people going about their own business, and not only themselves as persons, but also their property. So if one of the forces uses that assumption as a way of hiding their own weapons or their own people, they are really undermining noncombatant immunity, because the first time somebody shoots from out of a farm vehicle or a farm wagon, the next time around, the people that are shot at are going to assume that there have to be combatants in there and they're going to attack them first.
There's a great deal of concern about avoiding civilian casualties in this war. Now, reporters embedded in units where Apache helicopters are based have reported that pilots are being ordered to hold off on firing their most deadly weapons, the Hellfire missiles, which is in order to protect civilians. So that, of course, seems ethical, but it puts the airmen at greater risk. So is it really?
Let me mention something called the doctrine of double effect, which is one of these rules of procedure that philosophers and theologians use when talking about the idea of just war. What it says is that if you are aiming to do something justified and somebody is inadvertently harmed by that, then you're not guilty of the harm that it did. It's regrettable, but you're not guilty of it. Now, Michael Walzer, some years ago, argued that this wasn't enough for ethical conduct in war, that you also had to have a motivation on the part of the soldiers and a practice on the part of the soldiers to actually put themselves at risk so much as necessary in order to minimize the harm done to the civilians. And that sounds to me like exactly what is being said here.
And, of course, we're leaving aside the question here of the politics of doing this.
The politics being that we don't want to inflame the opposition to the war by giving examples that can be held up as atrocities.
Can certain military ethics outdate? I'm thinking here of the Geneva Convention rule against humiliating captured soldiers by putting them on display, which was forged at a time when on display meant people, civilians walking up and looking at them. And now we're really talking about putting them on display, for instance, possibly on television, which has a double purpose of providing also information to the people back home about what is going on, sometimes as scary and ugly as it is.
This rule is part of the conventions adopted after World War II, by which time it was certainly possible to take movies of them. So it's not just a matter of having individuals come up and look at them or parading them before frenzied crowds. The aim here is to respect them.
Do you distinguish in terms of public spectacle between, we've seen American troops photographed answering questions. We've also seen Iraqi troops photographed on their knees with their hands behind their heads, giving up, which could also be perceived as a humiliation.
I think that that is also skating the edge of the rule, if not crossing over it.
James Johnson is editor of the Journal of Military Ethics. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.